Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Like many of us here in Milwaukee, Lynn Worley was sad to hear the news of recent protests and violence in Sherman Park. As a sociology professor at nearby Mount Mary University, Worley spends her time studying issues similar to those plaguing the affected neighborhood.
So she figured out the best way to help was to do what she does best, teach. Worley put together a Sherman Park syllabus, a 4-page lesson guide for teachers and professors. The plan includes resources to help educators lead discussions about the history and significance behind the events in Sherman Park in their own classrooms.
Lynn Worley joined Lake Effect's Rachel Morello in the studio to talk more about the project.
I was trying to think of what is something that I could constructively do, and we were heading back into the semester, and I knew that many of our students come from the Milwaukee area, that it was likely to come up in classes. And so I started collecting ideas for what I was going to do, and I kept collecting and collecting, and then I thought, I could share this with other people. And I had a colleague out on the East Coast who teaches at a university, and when there was an event, a similar sort of event in Baltimore, she had put this list together, but she did it on Twitter. I found it really helpful. I liked the idea that people could add to it, could give suggestions, that there was a common discussion around what could we be doing in the classroom to think about this. And so I started sharing this with my colleagues to see what they thought. Got a few ideas here and there from them, and mostly just thank yous. So that's how it emerged. I've served myself, and then I realized it could serve a wider audience as well.
I should back up a little bit and just say for our listeners that you're a sociology professor, so that's kind of your background. But where else do you see something like this being useful? What other subjects or what other realms of study do you think people could use this?
If you're teaching right in near 10 minutes from where Sherman Park is, I think it's pretty much coming up in almost any class at this point. And there's a lot of eagerness to talk about it and understand. But it certainly is a tool that would be useful in history or perhaps in a political science class. But it's not really exclusive to that, because any class can bring in current events and current discussions. And that's the point of putting together a project like this, is to really be able to bring into our classrooms discussions about what's happening. So whatever theory you want to apply to it or whatever discipline you want to apply to it, you can still talk about different aspects of the situation. So if you were in psychology, you could take that perspective. So I think from a sociologist's point of view, what I put in here, it serves most highly sociologists, because that's how we think. We think about the systems and the structures and the interconnections. And that's a lot of what I wanted to try to get across, was that this wasn't a simple event that happened at one moment in time, that it was based in a much larger context, and that people, to really understand and to build empathy with what's happening for people who live in Sherman Park, need to understand that much broader and wider and deeper context.
So you mentioned the aspects. Let's go into a few of the little things you go through here. You give a little bit of demographic information about Sherman Park. And I was really interested that you wrote, "What are some positives happening?" Mm-hmm. I'm curious why that was one of the first things you wanted to go into.
The way that showed up on the first page was that one of the projects that I took on myself once this happened was to go to several meetings that were happening in the neighborhood, just to mostly listen. And what I was hearing people who go to the same church I go to say, and people at these meetings say, is that, this is not usually how Sherman Park is. And people need to understand how many really positive aspects there are to Sherman Park. And now we've got this national image, and that's not really good for the future of Sherman Park. So, I kept coming back to, these are the positives. So it seemed to make sense for me to put that up front.
The next thing you go into is, what are some of the challenges that residents are raising up? obviously, we've got this in front of us, but for the people listening at home, can you kind of go through some of the challenges that you listed?
Sure. So some of the biggest challenges that keep coming up when you listen to discussions of people who live in Sherman Park is their concerns about the lack of employment. That can be full unemployment or underemployment. A second one I listed was some of the tensions that people feel around the level of incarceration at the local as well as at the state level, and also policing. Third was neighborhood transitions and how the neighborhood has been changing over the last several years. Fourth was the decline in educational resources. So there are a few schools in that area, and many of them are being very stressed in terms of access to resources and funding. And then the fifth one I had on my list was youth recreation. And these really were, again, ideas that kept coming up to the meetings, the listening sessions, the meetings that I went to. So I was really pulled to try to put into this document for people what I was hearing those who work and live and play in Sherman Park say.
I feel like this could be a class. This couldn't even just be a unit. I mean, just looking at those five challenges, as someone who reports regularly on education, that educational declines could you could talk about that for weeks.
Mm-hmm. You could.
So I guess my other question about these five in particular is, these are some pretty high-level concepts in some cases. And obviously, you're a college professor, but do you think that some of these conversations are translatable for younger ages?
Definitely. And one of the things I've observed has been the ways in which the leadership of those schools has really keyed in to the needs of the students and tried to start the year in a very positive way, making school not seem like a frightening experience, but a really welcoming community. And I think that that's really been impressive.
So I'm going to jump and throw something else in here right away, just because of something that you just said.
Sure.
And it's not necessarily something you go into in this curriculum, but language has been something I've heard a lot of people talk about around this. And I heard you just say in your description of what happened in Sherman Park, you said disruptive activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've heard the word riot. We've heard the word unrest. And I wonder if there's a conversation to be had there about, you know, language and the role of what you call these things, particularly in the neighborhood where it's happening.
Mm-hmm. I definitely struggled with that as I put it together. I do use the term riot in one case in this. That's the term that many people use, but there's definitely a lot of disagreement about what to call it. And if I were to back up as a sociologist, I would say that it probably didn't have the length and the level, and not to say that what happened wasn't really problematic for the people who lost their businesses, their cars, and other property, but it probably doesn't quite reach the quality of what we might term a riot. But it definitely was a social disruption. And there's no doubt about it that for the people who live in that neighborhood and who experienced it, that it is a couple of days that they won't forget for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the last point that you have here, or the last two points, I should say. When and how did the riot happen, and what is needed? And I guess my question there is, we're talking about Sherman Park because that's the neighborhood where this happened, but how much of a discussion about events that happen in Sherman Park, in Baltimore, like you were saying, you have colleagues elsewhere where this is happening, mm-hmm. how much of the conversation needs to be broader than just that neighborhood and go to the state level or to the national level?
I think there's value at having the conversation at all of those levels. I think the value of having it at the very important at the neighborhood level is that any really appropriate and long-term solutions, in my opinion, need to come from the ground up. Those are going to be the solutions that stick the longest, that people are the most invested in and the most appreciative. That said, we can also learn a lot from stepping back and thinking about, well, you know, this isn't one unique incident. This is something that there's much larger trends and consequences. I don't think that we can say these kinds of incidences are a complete surprise. This is a response to living in a very challenging, stressful decade, especially from the economic and social standpoint.
I know you've gotten a lot of interest in this syllabus already. Mm-hmm. Who has contacted you about using it, and in what classrooms or what contexts are they using it?
Mostly, it's been colleagues of mine that have been teaching classes. For instance, our first year seminar where we talk about a lot of these issues in terms of social justice and social systems and how does social justice happen and why do we have it and what can people do about it. So this has been a resource that that I gave to those colleagues, and some of them have found it really helpful. I've had some positive responses from colleagues, a colleague in a graduate level counseling program. And then I've basically also tried to circulate it to people that I know who live and work in Sherman Park just to get their feedback as well. I still see it as a work in progress. And the place is a work in progress, you know. So as I find out additional information or other programs that happen on it, and I keep adding to it because I think it's a really good example of how we can try to understand a situation and neighborhood and have that be really, for me, it's a learning tool.
That was Mount Mary University sociology professor Lynn Worley speaking with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.
If you're interested in seeing that Sherman Park syllabus she was talking about, we have a link at wuwm.com.